Hell could not hold him. The grave would not contain him. Satan could do nothing to him. Our Lord has conquered it all. Our Lord is risen on this day. He who went down to the depth of hell as a worm has risen up from the grave. He has conquered death. He has conquered hell. He has conquered everything you can imagine and everything you can't imagine. Our God has won. The drama, the battle is over. He is victorious. There is no greater news than this. Our Lord, who has suffered so much as we have walked with him this week, our Lord, who endured the agony on the cross and the yet even greater agony of the relationship of the Father and the Son being strained in a way it had never been strained before, has won. He is victorious. Hell has been defeated. Satan has been chained to the bottom of the great pit of hell. The kingdom of heaven is here. Our God has won. He is victorious. Our Lord has conquered the grave. Thus we look death straight in the eye and ask, where is your sting? Christ took the stinger in his heart and took it out of death forever. For the Christian, death is no longer frightening. For all of the wiles of Satan, for all of the temptations of this world, all the wicked powers that plague us in this age, our Lord has defeated them all. Hell has lost. Satan's grand scheme has failed. Satan took the bait. He thought he could harm Christ, and he was ripped asunder as a result. Our God is victorious. Our Lord has won. Everything is set right. The kingdom is here. We are reconciled to God. Just as our Lord died our death upon the cross, so too he restored our life to us in his glorious resurrection. Everything hangs on the resurrection of our Lord. If he did not rise from the grave, we would be wasting our time being here tonight. But he did rise. It actually happened. God took on death and hell and defeated it all. We have nothing to fear any longer. The battle has been fought. It has been won. We live under the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ, victor over death and hell. Our Lord has experienced it all. He has gone to the depths and he has now risen to the heights. He has taken the worst experience, hell itself, on. And now he has risen to the place above every place, seated at the right hand of the Father. Our Lord is victorious, and it is his victory that he shares with us. It is because he is risen that we know we will rise as well. It is because our Lord is risen that when we bury Christians, we don't wonder what will happen to them. We commend them to God in sure and certain hope of the resurrection from the dead. For our Lord is the first fruits of the resurrection, the first among many brothers and sisters. As he has been raised, so too we shall be raised. And in our bodies we shall see God at that great and glorious day of the Lord. Our Lord has conquered it all. He shares this victory with us. We have nothing to fear. Our Lord has won. We have only to follow. To follow the path he has laid for us, to follow living life here and now as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. For our Lord has conquered all. We have no battle to fight. We only have the victorious Savior to follow. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen from the dead. Hell will catch us no more. Christ is risen from the dead. Let the angels rejoice. Christ is risen from the dead. Let the demons tremble and return back to the hell from whence they came. Christ is risen from the dead. Creation is set right. The kingdom is here. Just as our Lord has risen from the dead, so too shall we rise. We shall all be changed. And because of his great work and victory, yet even in our bodies, we shall see God. To our Lord Jesus Christ, our victor over death and hell, be glory, honor, power, and dominion, now and forever. Amen.